Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Wind, water, and fire, common realities in our daily lives. Wind keeps our air fresh and clean, moves seeds about, powers the sails on boats, and moves the blades on wind turbines that generate electricity. It's part of our weather system, which gives us necessary precipitation. Water is a foundation of life. Not only does it make up much of our bodies and most other living things, but it is necessary for ongoing life. Most animals need a daily complement of water to remain healthy. In addition to all the ways water supports life, water also provides recreation of an active nature, as well as a passive value in its aesthetic attributes. Just consider the value of an ocean or lake view as an add-on to property value, for example. Fire has become an essential part of human existence and quality of life. We use fire for two important purposes, to provide heat and to cook our food. In addition to these two essential uses, fire has fueled modern industry and transportation. It's safe to say that wind, water, and fire support life on Earth and are manipulated by humans to support modern life as we know it. But wind, water, and fire can also be deadly foes. We once again witnessed the destructive power of these three life partners. Hurricanes hit Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico, causing billions of dollars of damage and loss of animal and human life. The wind power alone can cause massive damage to vegetation, structures, and utilities. But wind and water together sharply adds to the potential for damage. When water leaves its normal place, we often call this flooding because our stuff is inundated and often destroyed. Wind can multiply the problem by causing storm surges, which is yet another way water can flood and do great damage. Fire was critical for putting humans on the course to modern civilization. But when fire is not contained by normal methods, it can become a course for catastrophic destruction. We see this in structure fires, which can injure or kill people and destroy property. We also see this in wildland fires, which can destroy thousands of acres of natural resources. And then, as we build suburban densities in wild areas, we get the worst of fire's destructive potential. The fires south of us illustrate this all too well. This globe, our world, an absolute support system for our very existence, is warming. We are the cause of much of this temperature increase. Science supports this with factual evidence. Climate change doesn't care about race, religion, party affiliation, country of origin, or how much money you have. The impact on all of us, especially our children and grandchildren for unknown generations, will be impacted by the actions or lack of action that we take today. We have been fouling our nest and overpopulating this earth of ours for a long time. Like delayed structural maintenance, there comes a point where you can't save the structure. Life on Earth is just that, a living thing. We can help ourselves by managing our planet. My grandchildren will know I did what I could. Will yours? This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.